Zechadish Masavi Mori Yaakov and Yisrael Pilchas, Zechadish Nas Daniel Shainim, and Yeshua Falak. Okay, good morning, everybody. Tomorrow, Shivos Arbatamas will have regular Shir Bez Hashem from 11 to 12, and then those who want to stay for the Parsha Shir from 12 to 12:30, but the regular Shir from 11 to 12 tomorrow Bez Hashem. Okay, today we're starting the new packet. Now we're going on to another aspect that we mentioned it before, but now we'll see, we'll go a little bit deeper into it. The Gemara on Pei Hei Amud Aleph says, Misha Nafal Alav Mapolas on Pei Hei Amud Aleph. Maika Omar Lobi Boy Kamar Lobi Boy Sofik Husham Sofik Enusham the Isakai Hudum Fakrin a few Sofik Hai Sofik Mace Befachin. In other words, somebody, there's a mapolis, so it fell on a person, so he's underneath these bunch of rocks or whatever. We don't know if he's alive or not. So it's a suffix pikuach nefesh. So the Gemara says, but to uchai mefachin. So if we find, if we see that that he's alive, then we could, you know, remove the rest of the rocks. The line that begins mefachin. The first word of the line is mefachin. So Masuchai mefachin. So the verse is Pshita. So of course, if you see that he's alive, so of course you can remove the rest. So the verse says Lo tzricha dafilu l'chayisha. That this is on Shabbos, and since all these rocks fell on him, so it's clear that he's not going to live long. Al pi derech hateva. So still, you could be mechal Shabbos, even for Chai Shah. This is the Gemara that the Milchas Chinuch was asking from on the Archaim Hakadosh, right? That how could you, the Archaim Hakadosh say that you have to be able to live for enough till another Shabbos? Don't we have? This Beferish Gemara that's a Afil Chai Shah, so we had a lot of discussion about that. So it's clear from the simple pshat in this Gemara is that Pikuach Nefesh is even for Chai Shah. So, and Chai Shah means that, again, like someone pointed out, I mean, everyone's life is Chai Shah in a certain sense, but it means that a person who's healthy, you know, his life, you know, is indefinite, so to speak, even though obviously everyone's life comes to an end. But if something happened now to him, he's already, you know, we're going to see, there's a machlokas. Some say Chai Shah means that he's, the prognosis is that he's not going to be able to live beyond a year. That's Chai Shah. And others, that's one shita, we'll see. Another shita is that that even if he can live more than a year, but he has already something, a disease in him that's gonna, and you know, and so it's clear that it's terminal. Terminal might take more than a year, but there's already a terminal illness inside of him. So that also could be called. So that's a different shita. We'll see who says each shita in the future, but it's another shita. So there's a Tosis in Nida on page 2 here, on Mem Dal and Amid Beis. So he says Vimtori Mtimtel Omer the Mutter Lahargo Bebeta and Afilu Mesa Imo. Right, so in other words, we have a pregnant lady, right? And she's dead. Mother dies, and then the child is about getting the child out, the fetus out. So the halacha is you can be mechal Shabbos to save the life of the child, to make an incision in the mother, make it like a C-section, and take out the baby. First word in the line is amai. I feel it may seem long. Amai mechal lino of the Shabbos shavin sakin derech shus haram lekroa ha'aim. So pikuach nefesh mechalin Shabbos. Avol gav the mutter lahargo the hachgosis bidei adam hargo potter kedo omer perik hanisrafim the rov gosim lemisa mechalin es Shabbos alav. Tei mahalchem bepikuach nefesh acha harov. So it could be that this baby is maybe a gosis, because the mother died. So then could be that the baby's not going to last. But still, we could try to get the baby out. Because even though Gosis is not a viable life, we assume it's normally going to only for like three days, maybe live for, you know, not more than 3 days, but you still could. There's still a din of pikuach nefesh. So therefore, we become chal Shabbos for the Uber, even though the Uber might be a gosis. He says, "Kol makom mishum pikuach nefesh chal es Shabbos." I've got the mutu lahargo, even though it's not a bar kayama. He's a ghost is bidei adam hargo potter. It's rov ghostim lemisa, but still mchalin es a Shabbos alof. I mean, it could be that he'll survive, but most ghosts of him, don't survive. So most ghosts him don't survive, but still we can be mchal Shabbos for a ghostis. So that works in well with the concept that we said before, that you mechal Shabbos for Chayisha. Right? Chayisha. Take a look, and there's a famous tshuva of the Beis Yaakov. The Beis Yaakov is the Sharblad, it's in page 5. He says, so he has a tshuva here, whether you're Michal Shabbos for a gosis or not. So he says here, Din ze, gosis imchal on Shabbos imlov. She'ela nuntes. He says, tshuva. Din ze lo matzosi vur b'poskim. Lo b'yordeya. He doesn't see this din in Yordeya. Dina Gosef Lobar Chaim, V'nir l'chor l'havi rai the mechalin is a Shabbos v'mashkos v'atur v'misha nofal alav mapolis, that if a person, you know, the rocks fell on him, so pasuk chai suffik mace, it's a misprint, it should say suffik chai, not, yeah, suffik chai, yeah, no, it's right, it's not a misprint. Suffik chai suffik mace, I feel matzo merutzots, even though he was, you know, he was, the avalanche fell on him. She'edu yochol lichyos, elu lefi shah, mefachin alof. They had dvarim kal v'chomer. Mahasim nevadai einu yochol lichyos mechalin, as a Shabbos. Kol shekein goses, aval gav derov gosim lemisa, mikol mokam miyuta chayin. So he says, this person is a vadai not going to live. It's still with Mechal Shabbos. So Goses, who's in the, you know, there could be a, you know, even though he's very ill, he's in the throngs of death, but Miyut do survive. And then he quotes the Tosas and Nida. Goses with the other Margo Potter. Drove Goses in the Misu. Mechal and Melov is a Shabbos. Parabasa Dilma the Inholkimam Pikuch Nefesh Acha Harov. Ein Lechalak Goses Mide Adam Lide Shemaim. The Dafka Goses Mide Adam who Shekosu Tosis Shemachalim as a Shabbos. Avol Mide Shemaim. Hainu Stam Goses. Right, Goses Mide Adam means that something happened to him Mide Adam. This was causing his place, a car crash or something like that. Midei Shemayim means there's some just internal sickness, a cancer or whatever. That's so goes to Midei. So he says that Veilchal be goes to Midei Adam with Midei Shemayim. The Davar can be goes to Midei Adam who should cause for Tosu Mechalim as a Shabbos. Maybe only goes to Midei Adam. You can have Midei Shemayim the Haidu Stam goesis Ein Mechalim as a Shabbos. So he says, "Vadvarm tumu meshlo hiviu aposkim divrei atosis." In other words, it's interesting. The poskim are discussing this question of chil Shabbos for gosis. They don't quote this tosis in either that says mechalim Shabbos ala gosis. So he says, Omnum, let's skip a little. The first, last word in the line is Omnum. Omnum divya tosis srichim bir, lanias daiti mashem vim rai ledin goises, mihad amrinun, ein holchim bepil chakuach nefesh acharov, amavur sham, bosa shita ipcha. Ein tzarech lahamik hagemara varosh, el hadayotse mitoch osa sugya, mugilo davkem, te parshi kulam lachatse. Here I did a whole sugya there, but now let's take a look. V'nir alani has daiti. Look where the arrow is on the left. V'nir alani has daiti. Atosis yolam girsa acheres b'gemara. K'girsas Rashi. V'nir mikom mishum hachi lo hevi aposkim divrei atosis. The ghost is mechalim as a Shabbos. Mishum lo sfir lo hachi da atosis avi raya. Ahad ein holchim b'pil chanev haharov ein rayim misham. Yivkei shaposkim holchim haharov ein mechalim as a Shabbos. V'chein yish lilmo b'divrei aran. The ghost is Kosov Chalitza Shabbos. Oh, so what's the upshot over here? Are you Mechal Shabbos for a ghost or you're not? Because the poskim don't quote this tosis. It says, Yimchal Shabbos for a goisis. So what's the pshat here? So let's see what we could. So if you take a look, we were doing yesterday the Bir Halacha about Chai Shah. And if you look now, take a look in this Tosa, in the Bir Halacha here on page 12 for a second, on the third line. Chei Kosva Tosa Benida. Elohim Bo Mitam Demiyud Gosim Lechayim, Ve'in Olkim Puach Hanech V'Shacharov. V'chor Tamud Afil Bavade Meis Bikom Mokam Chai Shah. In other words, Tos is saying that the question is, why are we Michal Shabbos for a Gosis? There are two possible reasons. So Tos is seeming to say is because maybe this Gosis will get totally better. In other words, most Gosim die, but some Gosim get better. And see, that's what was the Lashon of Tosis. The Lashon of Tosis in Nida was Terov Gosim Mimisa, because but there's a Miyat that live, and with Pikuach Nefesh you don't follow Rov. So it's Mashma from that Tosis that the reason why Michal Shabbos is because maybe he will have a regular life. Even though he's a Gosis now, but a Rov Gosim Labisa, but Miyat live on indefinitely. That's what he's assuming. So the Bir Halach is saying, but one second. Why do you have to say that? If Chai Shah is enough of a reason, there's still Chai Shah here. In other words, the Gosis usually is defined he's going to die within 3 days. So, but like, give him his 3 days. But so the Bir Halacha here on page 12 says he doesn't understand that Tosa says in the fourth line in the Bir Halacha here, right in the line below the arrow, Elohim bo mitam demiyat gosim l'chaim vein olchim b'puach nefesh shachar rov. So he doesn't. The Bir Halacha says he doesn't understand that. B'chor tamua tafil bevadei meis.
Page 12 in 13 or in 12.
We're in packet 13.
Okay.
And we're in page.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah, we're in packet 13. And we're in page 12 in packet 13. So again, Tosa says, you mechal Shabbos for a Goises. Let's start from the beginning. The Gemara says, you mechal Shabbos for a Chai Shah. If a person has the avalanche on him, all the rub. You know, the stones are fell on him, but we know he's still alive. The Gemara says, Yimachal Shabbos to save his life, even though the life is only Chai Shah, because he's basically dying. That's the Gemara. Then Tosa says, Goseis Yimachal Shabbos for. And Tosa says, because Rov Gosim Lemisa, but there's a Miyat that live indefinitely. Indefinitely. So that's why we mechal Shabbos. So the Bir Halacha says he doesn't understand why Tosas had to say that. Tosas should just say we're mechal Shabbos because he still has Chai Shah. Maybe he's not going to live indefinitely. He's going to die within. But let him, he has 2 more days. Let him live those 2 days. Okay, Kosas of Tosas. Mitam. So again, we're on page 12 now in the Bir Halacha. The first one in the line is Kosu, the line below the arrow. Chei Kosu Tosis Elheim Bo Mitam the Miyat Gosim L'Chayim Vein Holkim Puach Nefesh Aharov V'chor Tamua Da'afil Bevadei Meis Bikom Mokom Chai Shah Yeshlo Pikuach Hagal. So what does Tosis have to say that the reason why we save his life is because he might mid gosim l'chaim. L'chaim means indefinite life. That's the only reason why he saved his life. But if the halacha is that you mechal Shabbos for even for chay shah, so the ghost still has chay shah, right? If chay shah for him means another 2 days, so be it. So he answers, "V'efsha datosus kol b'zehechit harofe nosin lo samanim v'omu sheisrape legamer adezeh." The mutol lismoch alav l'chal Shabbos v'bishula v'chadomeh. The mir gosim l'chaim somchem lo v'nyon piruch nefesh. Aval mihayu amrinan dafil miyud leka, he came bevadei mishaker. So he says that Tosis, maybe the pshat in Tosis is that the rofe is going to give him herbs, medicine, and he says with this medicine he could. He could get better. So you're allowed to rely on the doctor and cook the medicine, you know, on Shabbos. Because mi goes in l'chaim. So therefore, he says, so he says that Tosis is giving you this case. If you're saying that there's no chance, then he's lying because the did is that miyut gosim could live. Zohar sharisi primigodim shekosav nishayu chayachav misa bezdin v'nofal ala gal of hachim alav. Say somebody was machal Shabbos and he was and bezdin paskin he's going to get killed, and then before he got killed. Nofal of Gal. So we save his life. Because you're not allowed to have Mises Bezdin. You're not allowed to have Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. So let him live. So obviously he's not getting killed on Shabbos. He's only going to get killed on Sunday with the Bezdin. And now Gal Shalavonim fell on him on Shabbos. So do we say, well, he's getting executed on Sunday anyway. So let him. You know, why should we mechal Shabbos? No, that's the din of Chai Shah. The Mishah Yachai of Mises Bezdin, Beyom Kadmon, and Nafal Alav Hagal, and Fachim Alav, the Lame of Mises, also Beshabbos, Chai Shah Yesh on Koponim. He needs 90 load here, right? So that's what he's saying. That's what the Prima Gardim is saying. But he says, "Lanias daiti lon here klal da tor chaso al chay shol misha chaso al chayim shalom." Fug was in the gavret kiel who machmas for shosa. So he's saying, the prima godim says what he says. The prima godim says this chiddush, and then the bir halacha says, "Well, he's not so sure that we should follow the prima godim because he caused this death." There was maybe chay shah is somebody who cared about his own life. But he went ahead and it was Michal Shabbos. So maybe we don't have to care about his Chai Shah. That's an interesting thing what he's saying. When he has daiti lo nehira klal, da Torah chosa al Chai Shah ainu, v'misha chosa al Chaim shalo. Afukim said the gavra katil who machal misru shoso. Well, so this is the so Lamaisa, we have this Tosis that says that you're Mechal Shabbos for a Goysis. The only question is it because of Chai Shah, or is it because of that he's going to, maybe the Miat that he'll live? And in the Beis Yaakov, when he discussed this question, how come the poskim, when we had this discussion of Chil Shabbos, how come the poskim didn't quote this Tosis? So first he says, well, ain holkim bepil kuach nefesh acharov. So that's a general klal. He's not saying a kiddush. But then he's saying, back on page 6 now to the Beis Yaakov. So again, we have a Gemara that says, Yimchal Shabbos v'chai Yishar. Right? And we have a Tosfos that says, Yimchal Shabbos for Goysis. And now there are two reasons why you maybe could be Yimchal Shabbos for Goysis. Either because the Goysis maybe is going to get better, maybe he's from the Miut that will live. Or, without that, there's a din to Mechal Shabbos V'chai Shah. That's a totally different reason. Even if all Goysis will eventually die, maybe still we should be Mechal Shabbos. Because L'maisa Mechal Shabbos V'chai Shah. So he says, so why did the poskim so first he starts off the tshuva, whether you mechal Shabbos for a goysis, right? And then he says, then he quotes the Tosfos in the Ida that we saw. And then he says, Vadvarim Tumuim. In the second paragraph, why the poskim didn't bring down this Tosis. And then he says, well, this Tosis is just using the regular rules of Ein Holchim B'Pil Kuach Nefesh Acharov. So we don't need Tosis to tell us that's, he's just quoting the regular rules. Davgav Derov Gosim Lemis Ein Holchim Acharov Omnam. Then he writes, "Divrei Tosfos Tzrichim Biur L'Arias Da'ati Mashem Mevim Raya L'Din Goysis Padamrin Ein Holchim B'Pikuach Nefesh Acharov Havurasham Ba'Oso Shita Ipcho Ein Tzorach L'Hamik Hagmor V'Arosh El Had Yotzei Mitoch Oso Sugya D'Mugila Davka Parshi Kula B'Chatzei Acheres Alav Hochi Yishlom Kol Kavu." Okay, that's the Havurasham Hein Pirshul Oso Chotzes V'Lu Kavu Aval Chotzei Acheres Hein Mafachin Chol Dvarim. The parish be rove per part in Cain, Mukhak leheded as Leonbus a rove. We follow the rove. Tim Cain, Hechmavina Tosis Riley, then goes his Misham, Adra Mashamloi, Shaikh Loma Kemechsa, Cain as Leonbus a ruba, Pabachal, Venerlani is like the Tosis, Hail Hem Girs Acher. Okay, there's a whole question with the Girs in the Gemara there. Venerim Komokom, Loma Viu Postosis, Divre Tosa, now the Ghost of Khalas, Ashabs, to Los Virle Hachi. He says, he thinks that maybe the poskim didn't quote the Tosis because they don't hold from it. He says "Nirim shemhachi lo heviu haposkim divrei Tosis hanal dekosis mechalin as Hashabbos mishum delo sviru lihachi v'Tosis haviu raya mehad ein holchim bepikuach nefesh acharov." If you hold that you do follow the rove of Pikuach Nefesh, then it would be a different story. Then in Echanami, we wouldn't, it's all totally on whether Holchim b'pirch nefesh acharov or ain't holchim. If the din would be holchim acharov, so this person is a ghost, he's not going to live, then we shouldn't have to. So that's what he's saying, that this question, the only reason Tosis said what they said, that Yimchal Shabbos for a ghost, is only because they holchim b'pirch nefesh acharov. But maybe not everyone holds from that. Maybe some people hold that you follow Rov, and if Rov is going to die, then you don't have to save his life. And if you take a look at this, so this is a big question. In other words, that was the Bir Halachas Kasha. In other words, the whole Tosis is based on whether Holchim b'pirch nefesh acharov or ain't Holchim, meaning the only reason, according to Tosis, we would save his life is because there is a possibility that we could get him to live indefinitely. And that's, but it's mashma from that maybe Chai Shah, you're not, that's what, that you're not Mechal Shabbos for Chai Shah. The Gemara says you are. So you could say, like we saw the discussion, that maybe that's only Pikuach HaGal, that's only a Derabbanan. And then it would work out very good with the Yor HaChayim HaKadosh. Then maybe it never says, the Gemara says Beferish, we started the Shiur off today, that we Mechal Shabbos V'Chai Shah, but maybe that's only on a Derabbanan, maybe that's not on a Deraisa. But the simple pshat, the way we have the gears in the Tosis, is that that it's all tolay on whether holchim b'pirch nefesh acharov or not. But that would imply that Chai Shah is not a factor. That would imply that Chai Shah perhaps is not a factor. Let's take a look in the Shavuz Yaakov here for a second. On page 9, he writes on the bottom left. Hinei bal kneses hagdola nitzim rov pogabo ar mashem midvar of the chenlo b'chalim Shabbos l'fisha yagosis pashenu b'einav shalom b'chalim Shabbos agosis. So he says maybe you're not Mechal Shabbos for ghosts. Nira Talmud Derov Gosim Lamisa. A ghost is considered a live person. And next page, Gomuzu Kosel Arush. Yeah, that a ghost is a live person, and Ein Holchim B'Pikuach Nefesh Acharov. So if you want to see it clearer, just to make it clear, just look in the Sefer Tosefa Shabbos, the Sharbat is on page 13, and the page 14, you'll just see a clear print of the synopsis of this machlokas. In page 14, in Sif Kotten Dalet, this is the Sefer Tosefa Shabbos, is a perish on Orach Chaim. So he quotes the din in the Shulchan Aruch that we just saw, that Misha Nafla of Allah of Mapolis. Right? So, we're Mefakech Allah of Zagal. Falagosis Mechalin Shabbos, says the Tosefa Shabbos, Avagav the Rov Gosim Lemisa. Ain't Holchim Puachar Vashachar Rov. Because maybe Vagam Hashina. And he says, "V'gam chayshin l'chaysha." So that he says. In other words, there are really two reasons. And in the Tziyunim, he writes, "Kach kosev bir halacha." Because l'chor Tosis is not Tosis. That was the bir halacha's kasha. It seems that Tosis doesn't care about chayshah. The only reason why Tosis says he saved his life of a ghostis on Shabbos is because maybe this ghostis is from the miut, and he'll take a turn for the better. and he'll live indefinitely, and therefore we can be Michal Shabbos. But it's mashma that if that wasn't a possibility, we wouldn't. So then the Bir Halacha is the kasha. Why? Even if you know for sure he's not going to take a turn for the better, but still he still has Chai Shah. Kachos of Shvus Yaakov. Ulog Shuvus Beis Yaakov Miu Imugosis Kvar Gimel Yom Amrina Devadei Meis Kvar Achachem Reisi Mor Cotton No Gosim Misav Shir Gimel Yom Hain Hagin Sisa Mashach Zafame Ad Gimel Yom. So that's the question over here. Is the only issue that Rove goes in Lemisa but me and Lechaim, or is it also and in the end, you're going to see, they point out that the Sefer Beis Yaakov is going to hold that you're not Michal Shabbos for a Goysis. So take a look now on page 7. Let me show you something new on page 7. Take a look, 5 lines from the top. The first one on page 7, 5 lines from the, I didn't put any arrow over there, but 5 lines from the top, the line that begins Es HaShabbos. Es HaShabbos. The Kaven that is by the near the Das HaPoskim, the Loka Das HaTosis. He says, he thinks the Poskim, the Tosis we have, it says that you Machal Shabbos for a Gosis. He says most poskim he feel don't hold like that. It's really ain't mechalim as a Shabbos. Near the tars the vaday below the tzarik the tars near the ain't mechalim as a Shabbos al gosis. I'm a vur begrung poskim that feel most some but we mechal Shabbos for chay shah. What about the guy who was mefakim melav sagal? So his head is there was a big stone that fell on his head, and he's underneath the all these stones. And yet, with Michal and Shabbos, if you know it's a Jew, so is a Goses worse than that? Regarding Goses, the Miyutech, I call part of Mahasa Vaday Lochai. Of course, our Lomer the Mevchai Merutzos. First time we should the choshen l'chai shah. He says, by the case of the guy who the avalanche fell on him, that's we choshes v'chai shah. Avav begoses eagle fabereisa im also lo refu al yidei chai shah shem akvi vitzias hanefesh shem muter limno min begoses dover ma'akvi vitzias hanefesh. He says, because Goses is in the throngs of death. He has 3 more days. So maybe that's not Shaykh to speak about Chai Shah. Because his body is shutting down. So if his body is shutting down, so maybe you're not supposed to be Ma'akev Yitzias HaNefesh. Now, only like Rabbi Bleich always likes to point out, that only by a Goses. People, you know, take this out of, you know, much further, and then say, okay, we're not going to give him treatment. He's not a Goses. He still has months to go. But, in other words, the Gemara says, right, there's a famous Ramah. We'll be seeing this Ramah inside, that if a person's a Goses, and somebody's chopping wood. And the wood, that noise is keeping him going, right? So could we tell him that he could stop chopping the wood, or he has to keep chopping? So the Rambam says he could stop chopping the wood. Why? Because Lamaisa, he's in the throngs of death. So there's no halacha you have to keep him alive. If he's a goysis. So he says, so Mela, maybe, so that's why the question is it so part, so the Beis Yaakov saying that maybe you're not, the most poskim hold, you're not Machal Shabbos to keep a goysis going. Because you're stopping the Yetzias HaNefesh. In other words, since the body is in the process of shutting down, in other words, you can have a person who's terminally, a cancer patient, terminally ill, he still can live, several months, so he's not a goysis. But a person who's mamish, the body, his body's shutting down, so is that even called... So you also blow refuah al yidei chayisha shemakvi v'tzias nefesh arei mutol lebnoa min agosis dover hamakvi v'tzias nefesh. You could stop. Avav should also look karev misa. So you can't do something b'kum v'aseh. You can't move him around, right? The halacha is you can't move him around when you can't move him around agosis, because that could karev the misa. But to stop the chopping of the wood. So maybe that you're allowed to do. So he's saying here, this Beis Yaakov, he says, even though Tosfos said it, he says that he thinks that the poskim don't agree with Tosfos. And he thinks that if you're in the realm of a goysis, so that's within 3 days, right? And things are shutting down. He says that fakir, you have to let the neshama go. You can't be akev the yitzias hanefesh. But that doesn't mean that sometimes people take this to mean, oh, we don't have to feed him. We don't have to, in other words, he's not saying that. That's Rabbi Blight is always very makpid to point that out. That when you're when he's a goysis, that's when this din of we're gonna see that in future packets as well. So the Beis Yaakov says, you see, the Miraloche es the kasha. Of course, you have to save the ghost of his life. It's Chai Shah. The answer is no. Chai Shah doesn't play a role if a person's already a ghost. If a person's already within 3 days and his body is shutting down, so. The Beis Yaakov paskins against the Tosfos that you don't mechal Shabbos for him. Because even during the week it would be improper to do something for that. Because he's already in the gather of what? Of that Yetzias HaNefesh. In other words, he's already in the process of Yetzias Nefesh. So if he's already in the process of Yetzias Nefesh, so you have to let the nefesh go. What the problem that people have today is that people have this, even though he's nowhere near Yetzias Nefesh, and they're already saying, just don't do anything for him. And he's saying, and Chai Yishar means when he's before Goysis. You see, the Bir Halacha said no. The Bir Halacha didn't see such a chiluk. And the Shavus Yaakov, also the Shavus Yaakov held that you are Mechal Shabbos for like Tosfos. That was the Shavus Yaakov says. But the Beis Yaakov says no. That Aval Gabigosis Hol Shayach Pikuach Nefesh, the Eino Nochel La'akev Yitzias HaNefesh. Now, you could say we don't paskin like Tosfos, or you could say that Tosfos says, after the first divrei Tosfos, yimeish rofe mumche, v'sofe she'efsha, lasos lo refua, she'yichi, al yodov yavir, odei zeh mechalin as ha-shabas, ava lasos lo refua, avor chayisho, hei mechalin afilu, b'chol osu l'akiv yitzias ha-nefesh. Right. Yeah.
Rabbi.
Yeah. So this is a fascinating, piece. This Beis Yaakov. That the Beis Yaakov in the end says we don't follow that shita of Tosis, and we're not machal Shabbos for a goisis. Again, you're not allowed to kill a goisis because a goisis is still considered alive, but you don't have to do something to be Monea. But again, he's only saying it like Rav Bleich always points out. It's only by a goisis. But if he's not a goisis yet, then not. And like Rav Bleich said, it's sometimes very difficult to, you know. And Rav Bleich discussed about, you know, that the medications aren't even working. Sometimes you take the medications for the blood pressure, and they're not even working, the different medications. So then that's it. It's not going to, you know. But if it's not, we're going to see, you know, a whole discussion about this in the future. But if he's not a goisis, so then there is chayisha, and there is hatzol, and all these things. So, but on the other hand, the Tosis shita is that you save a life for even a goisis. Yeah.
Aren't there cases when a person forgets a goisis and they can travel? I mean, there's examples like that.
Say again, Ari?
I know that there have been examples of someone who's chas v'shalom together a goisis, but then, you know, they turn around and they get better.
Yeah.
Why is it that we assume that that's not going to happen?
In other words, if you're assuming like why is the Beis Yaakov arguing?
Yeah, meaning, you know, isn't there always a chance that the person turns around? I mean, why, even if a person has together a guys, especially now with the medication?
Yeah, there was a question.
Could be wrong, and the doctors are wrong. They're not always right.
Right. Right. So he says, Gabi Gold says on page 7, he says, Einu nochon la'akev yitzias nefesh. Father Gabi. Well, Gabi goes to Sloshak because I never say in a knock on lack of CS and Nefesh. Vefshal the Farsh Divay Tosis the Mish. So Vefshal the Farsh Divay Tosis the Mish Rolfe Mumcha, Vesovisha Efshal Asos Lorafuha, Shayichia, Al Yadoviavri, Al Gazem Machalin as a Shabbos. Well, Asos Lorafuha, Volchaisha, E Machalin. Phil Machal, Asos Lakavis. He says it could be that Tosis is talking about a situation where you bechal Shabbos to give him refuah that will make him live indefinitely. So then you can be bechal Shabbos. But if anyway he's only going to get chayishah, so then they're not. So in Ochanami, if he's saying that maybe in Ochanami, maybe if you could do something that will reverse it, and so then and you could un-goses him, he won't be the status of goses. If you can bring him out of the status of goses, then even the Beis Yaakov is saying. But he's saying that Tosis would only say he's Mechal Shabbos if you could bring him out. In other words, once he's a goses and he's dying, so there's no Chayeshah anymore. If you have a way that possibly you could reverse that, then in Achrab. But if you can't, or else you see from the halacha that we don't say keep chopping wood forever, right? We should have a rotation of people keep chopping wood, because if chopping wood is that's keeping him alive. But if you, and you stop chopping wood, he dies. So, but we don't say that. He could stop chopping wood. He can't do anything b'kum v'aseh. But that doesn't mean, as we'll see, that someone is saying, oh, that means you, therefore you can take him off the respirator. He's saying that that doesn't necessarily mean that. Right? So, because then maybe he's not a gosis.
It's big shailas now, Rebbe, especially with the palliative medicine that goes on. You know, sometimes the hospital even
there. Yeah, the hospital's always wanting to...
No, a lot of the times with the hospitals now, I know from my father, they want the room empty. They want someone else in there because they're not making enough money.
Yeah, no, when I'm recently with my father, I they were making, they wanted my mother to sign a DNR, and I came there and I said, and then they tore it up in my face. They tore it up because I told them we're not having a DNR, you know, and they tore it up.
Yeah, no, it's terrible what the hospitals do. It's all about money, and it's terrible.
Yeah, there's a lot of things.
Some people make a distinction between keeping a person alive and preventing him from dying.
Right.
And it, my understanding is that you don't have to prevent him from dying, but if the person, the dying process is taking place already, you could leave him alone and do nothing.
Right. So that we're going to see in the future shiurim, that what you said about that. That distinction, but that's so it comes out here. It's a big machlokes between the Beis Yaakov and the Shavus Yaakov. Whether we paskin like Tosis or we don't paskin like Tosis, whether you machal Shabbos for a goisus or not, the Beis Yaakov says if he's a really goisus, you know, unless you really know that he could, it's possible that this person will be no longer a goisus. But if not, then he says that you can't. So the Beis Yaakov says that it's not. There's no chay shoy anymore. If the person is on shas yitzias and neshama, and the like, Rabbi Bleich was saying the medication is not working. The blood pressure medication, and that he's the pressure is going low, and it's not helping. You know, I'm not saying all the details of what he said. But in the case where you can kill the medication is helping and the blood pressure is kept to a certain degree, so then Rabbi Black said that he wouldn't necessarily be a gosis, and then there is a din chayisha, and then there's even a din of chil shabbos. So this is a fascinating machlokas here, between the Beis Yaakov and the Bir Halacha, in his mind, it's all the same. In other words, as long as he's alive, there's Chai Shah. But you see that even Tosis didn't hold from that, because Tosis only spoke about the possibility of him being no longer Gosis, but didn't speak about the possibility of just the Chai Shah. And apparently, the case... The way the Beis Yaakov was learning is the case in the Gemara where he was underneath the rocks, he wasn't yet a gosis, so then there is a din chay shah according to the Beis Yaakov. Okay, Rabose, so this is a fascinating discussion. Tomorrow is a tainus, but we'll still have our shir bez Hashem.
Regular time,
Rabbi? Regular time. 11 to 12 is the regular shir, and then we'll have a parsha shir. And this way, it's all good. Okay, everyone, have a good day. Ilan, Pinny, Rabbi Levy, and Rabbi Feldman, Rabbi Harari, Avram Levitt, Jacob Silberger, Ilan Sasson, Nathan Bauer, Jacob Rockland, how are you? How's the mountains? Okay. Fine. Pity Rap, Sasson, Rav Avram Levitz, Shlita, and Rav Ezra Hagler. Okay. So, Be'ez Hashem, we'll all continue, Be'ez Hashem. Okay. So, we'll see tomorrow. We have to still finish off this packet. And, And we'll continue from there. Okay, have a good day, everybody.